takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
the makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I suppose the right to change her mind is woman's chief prerogative. All down through the years, Nellie's been changing her mind. I don't want her to stop changing her mind either, because if she ever does, she'd cease being the Nellie Guest she is, and the Nellie Guest she is the one I want. But I remember when Buddy was first born, she advanced a theory that the young couple who properly reared, educated, cared for, and safeguarded one little one, were doing all that they ever ought to be asked to do in this world. But later she changed her mind about it. With time, our notions always change, and years make old ideas seem strange. Take Nellie there. Time was that she thought one child made a family. When our eldest Jim was born, she used to say both night and morn, one little one to love and keep, to guard awake and watch asleep, to bring upright and lead him through life's paths is all we ought to do. 2 years from then, our Jenny came, but Mary didn't talk the same. Now that's just right, said she to me, we've got the proper family. A boy and girl, God sure is good. It seems as though he understood that I've been hoping every way to have a little girl someday. Sometimes I've prayed the whole night through, one ain't enough. We needed two. And as the months went rolling on, one day the stork brought little John, and Nellie smiled and said to me, the proper family is three, two boys, a girl, to romp and play, just work enough to fill the day. I never had enough to do the times that we had only two, three's just right, Pa. We don't want more. Still, time went on, and we had four. And that was years ago, I vow, and we have six fine children now, and Nellie's plumb forgot the day she used to sit and sweetly say that one child was enough for her to love and give the proper care. One, two, or three, or four, or five. Why, goodness gracious sakes alive, if God should send her 10 tonight, she vowed the family was just right.
My Lord, go to sleep, my baby. Every little bird is in its nest. My Lord, go to sleep, my baby. Just you cuddle down and rest. Little dream boat sailing for the Swanee River shore. Hear the sandman knocking at our little cabin door. Five, oh, go to sleep, my baby, to the violin. Lullaby.
Eddie Howard and I made a visit last winter to the Land O'Lakes headquarters at Minneapolis. A great blizzard had raged through the night and part of the day, and the roads were blocked with snow. But still over 4,000 of those Land O'Lakes farmers had managed to get through to the annual meeting. They gathered in the Land O'Lakes plant both for business and for entertainment. Eddie Howard sang Careless for them and some other of his popular songs. I sat in, ladies and gentlemen, and watched and listened to those earnest dairymen at their business sessions. Summed up in a few words, every speech that I heard carried this. Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter must be the best possible product. There's no doubt the speakers meant what they said. Those farmers were banded together under the name Land O'Lakes for that one purpose. Theirs is a tremendous business, and it can thrive only on quality. And quality is their goal. Those Land O'Lakes farmers, like the Romans of old, are citizens of a no mean commonwealth, and their nation is proud of them. I want to take just this minute to express my personal gratitude for many evidences of their friendship. I'd given him the usual fatherly talk when he was about 6 or 7, and I thought I'd done a pretty good job of it. But the next day, through the open window, I overheard him repeating my speech to his playmates. And this is what he was telling them. Once there was a boy who never tore his clothes, or hardly ever. Never made his sister mad, never whipped for being bad. Never scolded by his ma, never frowned at by his pa. Always fit for folks to see, just as good could be. This good little boy from heaven, so I'm told, was only 7. Yet he never shed real tears when his mother scrubbed his ears. And at times when he was dressed for a party in his best, he was careful of his shirt, never got it smeared with dirt. Used to study late at night, learning how to read and write. When he played a baseball game, right away, he always came when his mother called him in. And he never made a din, but was quiet as a mouse when they'd company in the house. Liked to wash his hands and face. Liked to work about the place. Never, when he had tired of play, left his wagon in the way or his bat and ball around, put 'em where they could be found. And that good boy married Ma, and today he is my Pa.
You're a lucky guy when you consider the highest bidder can't buy the gleam in your eye. You're a lucky guy. Thank your lucky star. You've got a honey who wants no money. She'll take you just as you are. Thank your lucky star. Hey, fella, say, fella, don't you realize it's fated, you rated, open up your eyes. You're a lucky guy. You're just beginning, so have your innings and let your troubles go by. No one can deny you're a lucky guy.
Here's a friendly tip to busy housewives. On these cool evenings, when the weather's a bit chilly outside, serve your family a dinner of crisp golden waffles, maple syrup, and plenty of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Oh, the whole family, Dad and the youngsters too, will go for that kind of a meal, waffles and country sausage. And don't forget, for the best results, always use Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. You see, as the butter melts, you don't get any sharp, strong taste, only the country fresh flavor of sweet cream, lightly salted to bring out the flavor. That's because, unlike butter churned from sour cream, Land O'Lakes butter never varies. It adds the final flavor touch to any meal. And once you try it, you'll never want to use any other butter. So next time, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers. lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. There neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on.
I wonder if you'd dispute me when I say that happiness depends on hardship. That there's no thrill in the world so joyous as meeting difficulty and overcoming it. So this was done for men who are afraid of themselves. I write these lines for doubting men. Of self-timidity beware. One never knows the moment when a flash of pluck will banish care. Hold fast and give no heed to fear. Battle the stream until you sink. Failure is never quite so near as frightened people seem to think. If now disaster sweeps away the little gain you thought to hold, while still in health and strength you stay, your history's only partly told. There still are left new goals to gain. 'Tis only those who cease to strive for whom no future hopes remain. Don't die while you are still alive. Grieve if you must a little while o'er what has happened, but return head high and brave, and with a smile a lesson of your loss to learn. Forget the past and face today with courage and with mind alert. Who comes a victor from the fray remembers not that he was hurt. Give not your thoughts to bleak despair. Let failure never hold you down. Out of the fearful swamps of care, strong men have struggled to renown. What if the future dark appears? Fight to the last and don't give in. Before you lies another year, and somewhere is your chance to win.
From the land of the sky,
I've been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, discriminating housewives always prefer the extra freshness, extra flavor goodness of Land O' Lakes sweet cream butter. You'll like it too. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
The tired and faded appearance of the garden in autumn made me think this. My garden in autumn at eventide looks like a group of old ladies asleep or their books.